Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It takes a lot of effort, time, and money to keep the radio station going. And in order to do that, we have something called the Lockbox. It's open now at WAMC.org.
We hear more from people about how great it is that we have the Lockbox. Because, you know, David, as we go forward and we hear that the president is now talking about sending 100,000 troops to the Mideast and warning off the Iranians and saying that nobody should travel to Iraq, it sounds to me like something is getting prepared. So we want our folks, the people who are WAMC, not some folks sitting in Washington or other places, but right here, we want this wonderful radio station to keep on going. We want to keep the lights burning. As Pete said, keep it on, keep going. We're going to do it, but only when everybody puts a little something in. You know, it's from my heart that I tell you, we have to do this. We've all built this beautiful thing together. Now, if everybody does a little something, we're where we should be.
The on-air drive starts Monday, June 3rd. We have until then to try to get at minimum halfway through the drive, right, Alan?
That's right. Look, if we don't, we'll go back to the old days when we had drives that lasted for a week.
Sometimes no.
Sometimes 2 weeks, because there's no choice. We know that, David. You know it. We're kidding around a lot, but you know it and we know it.
Yes.
That's what it is. So let's everybody put a little something in. If we can do that, we'll make it. But otherwise, hey, you go till you have the money to run it.
Pay it forward. WAMC.org. Well, we have in this country Alabama lawmakers voting to effectively ban abortion in the state. The measure intended to set up a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade. It criminalizes the procedure for doctors and makes no exceptions for cases of rape or incest.
That's right. Now, look, several of the people who are on the Supreme Court right now have said that Roe v. Wade was established law, but many people don't believe them. They think that what they're saying is, okay, we'll have something called Roe v. Wade, but we'll chip away at it to the point where there's nothing left. And what about the women of this country? Once again, the old guys making rules for women. I think that this is the number one issue as far as I'm concerned. It's going to go to the court. The question here is, what happens with John Roberts? Now, we know Roberts saved the Affordable Care Act, and we know that the court is kind of evenly divided. If Roberts goes to save Roe v. Wade on any level, I have a feeling that some other justices on the conservative side will go with him. On the other hand, this has become a litmus test for so long, and there will be literally hell to pay if the women of this country are told that if they are pregnant, that they can't have an abortion on any level. Well, states like New York have already done the right thing under the leadership of Andrew Cuomo. They've done the right thing. They've protected it because they saw it coming, and people will come here. On the other hand, there are women who may be 15 or 16 years old. They don't have the money to get on a plane and come to New York. And they have parents who may be more in the mentality of Alabama than they are of the kid who needs help. So everybody, this is a tough one.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal of Massachusetts, someone you talked to for your Congressional Corner segment, has indicated he will not ask New York for Trump's state tax returns, even if a new law enables him to, because it could derail his attempts to get Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to hand over 6 years of Trump's personal and business federal returns. We know now that bill is making its way through the Assembly after passing the Senate.
Well, I have great respect for Richie Neal, as you know, David. And I think Neal is in sync with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has been pursuing what could only be called a brilliant strategy. She knows full well that the Senate is not going to convict. If you follow the impetus to scratch, make yourself bleed, sorry for that, and then, you know, come to naught. She knows that they took the House of Representatives because people have such disdain for Trump. Look, I understand people who want to have an impeachment, but it just won't work right now. The main thing now is to wait for 2020 or at least lead up to it. Get all the evidence you can. If you have to impeach him in the end, fine. But in the meantime, what you do is you get ready and you get all the information. You have all the hearings, and that's what's happening right now. Nobody is second to me in assessing the danger from this president. We know that. On the other hand, you don't shoot yourself in the foot here. And on top of that, Richie Neal knows that he doesn't want to divert attention from the idea that the United States House of Representatives has asked for information, and they're not getting it. So if New York gets into it, which is fine, I have no problem with their doing it, he's not going to go for that because it will just divert from the main, what do you want to call it, assault here, which is to say, all right, we need that information. We're the House of Representatives. This is the Constitution, and we're entitled to it. The New York thing might just confuse things.
Interesting story in the Times today about San Francisco. They banned facial recognition technology, Alan. They're taking a stand against potential abuse. It's the first such move by a major U.S. city to block a tool that many police forces are using in the search for criminal suspects.
Well, yes. Look, San Francisco has always been a liberal bastion. They have always protected the interests of the individuals as much as they can. Nevertheless, there are those criminal justice people who believe that this is really a way to cut crime. Certainly, it's being used as people want to go into buildings instead of thumbs and other ways of getting in. Facial recognition works. I doubt very much that we are in a place where that's going to stop altogether.
Well, speaking of a crime, it'll be a crime if you listen to WAMC and you didn't put something in that lockbox at WAMC.org. It'll help knock off time for the on-air drive starting Monday, June 3rd.
David, I've said it 1,000 times. We're all in this together. All it takes is to put something in. And when the people who you love say to you, Alan, we get you. We got your back. We'll be there with you guys. That's who you love.